Esta es la lección 25 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Listen to this conversation.
Excuse me, miss. Is this the road to Long Island?
No, it isn't. The road you want is over there.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Which is the road to Long Island?
It's over there. Go straight ahead, then to the left.
How far is Long Island?
Not far, 30 or 40 miles.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Listen again.
Excuse me, miss. Is this the road to Long Island?
No, it isn't. The road you want is over there.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Which is the road to Long Island?
It's over there. Go straight ahead, then to the left.
How far is Long Island?
Not far, 30 or 40 miles.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
In English, how do you say?
Millas.
Miles.
Ask.
¿Cuántas millas?
How many miles?
Ask which is the road to Long Island.
Which is the road to Long Island? Which is the road to Long Island?
Now ask if this is the road to Long Island.
Is this the road to Long Island? Is this the road to Long Island?
Así se dice Nueva York.
Listen and repeat.
New York. 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 New. New. New York. New York.
Now try to ask,
¿Es este el camino a Nueva York?
Is this the road to New York?
¿Cuál es el camino a Nueva York?
Which is the road to New York?
Say,
a la derecha.
To the right. To the right.
Say,
vaya a la derecha.
Go to the right.
Say,
el camino que usted quiere.
The road you want.
Queda a la derecha.
Is to the right. The road you want is to the right.
Ask.
El camino que yo quiero queda a la derecha.
Is the road I want to the right?
O a la izquierda.
Or to the left.
Say,
vaya a la izquierda.
Go to the left.
Luego, a la derecha.
Then, to the right.
Y luego,
and then,
todo derecho.
Straight ahead.
Ask how far it is. Ask how far it is.
How far is it? How far is it to New York?
Say,
no queda lejos.
It's not far.
Son 70 millas.
It's 70 miles. It's 70 miles.
Try to say,
son 80 millas.
It's 80 miles. 80. 80. It's 80 miles.
Ese es el camino que usted quiere.
That's the road you want. That's the road you want.
Say,
necesito algo de gasolina.
I need some gas.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
How much is it?
$1 por galón. Use el número.
$1 per gallon. Per gallon.
Pero en Nueva York.
But in New York.
La gasolina es más cara.
Gas is more expensive. In New York, gas is more expensive.
Cuesta $2 por galón.
It's $2 per gallon. It's $2 per gallon.
How do you say
puedo?
I can. I can.
Now ask,
¿puedo?
Can I? Can I?
Ask,
¿puedo comprar algo?
Can I buy something?
En Nueva York.
In New York.
No, usted no puede.
No, you can't. You can't.
¿Por qué no?
Listen and repeat.
Why not? Why? Why not?
Ask.
¿Por qué no?
Why not?
Porque.
Listen and repeat.
Because, 'cause, 'cause, be, because,
say,
porque,
because.
Try to ask,
¿por qué?
Why?
Say,
¿por qué? ¿Por qué?
Why? Because. Why? Because.
Ask again.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Try to say,
porque necesito algo de dinero.
Because I need some money. Because I need some money.
Necesito $80.
I need $80. 80.
Y las tiendas están cerradas. Las tiendas.
Listen and repeat.
The stores. 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 The stores.
Say again.
Las tiendas.
The stores.
Una tienda.
A store.
Now say,
La tienda.
The store. The store.
Y ahora, tienda departamental.
Listen and repeat.
Department store. Department. Meant. Meant. Part. Partment. D. Department. Department store.
Say again.
Tienda departamental.
Department store. Department store.
Las tiendas están cerradas.
Listen and repeat.
The stores are closed. Closed. Closed.
Say that the stores are closed.
The stores are closed.
Say that the department stores are closed.
The department stores are closed. The department stores are closed.
Now ask,
¿Por qué?
Why?
Answer,
¿Por qué?
Because.
Porque las tiendas están cerradas.
Because the stores are closed. Because the stores are closed.
Ask if the stores are closed.
Are the stores closed? Are the stores closed?
No, están abiertas.
Listen and repeat.
No, they're open. 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 They're open.
How do you say?
Abiertas.
Open.
And how do you say?
Cerradas.
Closed. Closed.
Say,
Están cerradas ahora.
They're closed now. They're closed now.
Ask if the department stores are open.
Are the department stores open?
Say,
Las tiendas departamentales están abiertas ahora.
The department stores are open now. Open. The department stores are open now.
Las tiendas más pequeñas están cerradas. Use una forma de
small.
The smaller stores are closed. The smaller stores.
How do you ask?
¿Qué hora es?
What time is it?
Answer.
Son las nueve.
It's 9 o'clock.
Ask if the stores are open.
Are the stores open? Are the stores open?
Answer.
No, están cerradas.
No, they're closed.
Ask.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Answer.
¿Por qué?
Because.
How do you say?
Más tarde.
Later.
Now try to say.
Porque es tarde.
Because it's late. Late. It's late. Because it's late.
Try to say.
No es tarde.
It's not late. It's not late.
Pero las tiendas están cerradas.
But the stores are closed.
Say,
queda lejos Nueva York.
New York is far.
Say,
85 millas.
85 miles. 85 miles.
Say,
85 millas y las tiendas están cerradas.
Eighty-five miles and the stores are closed. Eighty-five miles and the stores are closed.
Say,
quiero comprar algo.
I want to buy something.
Mi esposo quiere comprar algo.
Listen and repeat.
My husband wants to buy something. Wants. Wants. My husband wants. My husband wants to buy something.
Cuando uno le habla a alguien, en palabras tales como
want,
se agrega un sonido de
s
o
z.
Diga otra vez, mi esposo quiere comprar algo.
My husband wants to buy something. My husband wants to buy something.
Now try to say,
él necesita algo de dinero.
He needs some money. Needs. He needs. He needs some money.
How do you ask?
¿Qué hora es?
What time is it?
¿Es tarde?
Is it late? Is it late?
Answer.
Son las 10.
It's 10 o'clock.
Ask.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque mi esposa quiere comprar algo.
Because my wife wants to buy something. My wife wants. Because my wife wants to buy something.
¿Su pronunciación se parece a la del locutor?
Listen and repeat.
My wife wants. Wants. My wife wants to buy something.
Ella quiere comprar algo.
She wants to buy something. She wants.
Ask.
¿Dónde?
Where?
Try to say.
En una tienda departamental.
In a department store. In a department store.
Ask if the stores are open.
Are the stores open? Are the stores open?
Empleando
small,
diga, las tiendas pequeñas están cerradas.
The small stores are closed.
Las tiendas más grandes están abiertas.
The bigger stores are open. The bigger stores.
Las tiendas departamentales están abiertas ahora.
The department stores are open now. They're open now.
Están abiertas de noche.
They're open tonight. They're open tonight.
Están abiertas tarde esta noche.
They're open late tonight. They're open late tonight.
Ask.
¿Y mañana?
And tomorrow?
Mañana están cerradas.
Tomorrow they're closed.
Ask.
¿Dónde quedan las tiendas departamentales?
Where are the department stores?
Answer.
Quedan en la Avenida Parque.
They're on Park Avenue. On Park Avenue.
Vaya a la izquierda.
Go to the left.
Y luego, todo derecho.
And then, straight ahead.
Say,
mi esposa quiere comprar algo.
My wife wants to buy something.
En una tienda departamental.
In a department store.
¿Qué quiere comprar ella?
What does she want to buy? What does she want to buy?
Algo para nuestro niño pequeño.
Something for our little boy. Something for our little boy.
Pregúntele al hombre si él tiene suficiente dinero.
Do you have enough money? Do you have enough money?
Answer.
Tengo $80.
I have $80.
Pero eso no es suficiente.
But that's not enough.
Nueva York es caro.
New York is expensive.
Y mi esposa.
And my wife.
Mi esposa necesita mucho dinero.
My wife needs a lot of money. New York is expensive, and my wife needs a lot of money.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1, se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si usted va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura y ábralo en la página que muestra las palabras para la lección 25. Lea la palabra número 1 en voz alta.
How.
2.
How much is it?
3.
Our town.
4.
Cap and gown.
Intente el número 5.
Let's look around.
6.
The clown fell down.
7.
We want to leave now.
Lea el número 8. Recuerde los diferentes sonidos de la letra O.
We want to go to East Street.
Lea la última palabra del número 8 de nuevo.
Street.
Ahora, lea la palabra número 9.
Strap.
10.
Traps.
Ahora, lea la 9 y la 10 juntas.
Strap, traps. Strap, traps.
Lea la palabra número 11.
Stop.
12.
He can stop at this spot. Stand still.
14.
Do you speak Spanish?
15.
He's spry.
Usted conoce todas las palabras del número 16. Inténtelo.
The stores are closed now.
17.
Three strikes, you're out. 3 strikes, you're out.
18.
The stray cat can stay with us.
19.
Trust me.
20.
Trick or treat.
Este es el final de la lección 25. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, Empiece en la pista número 2.